I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. This week, we celebrated the 4th of July, Independence Day. It's the great American holiday with backyard barbecues, parades, patriotic music, and flags everywhere you look. It's a time when a lot of people consider the concepts of liberty and freedom and what it really means to each of us. This country was founded on the idea that people should be able to act freely, without restraints. That's how the Pledge of Allegiance ends, with liberty and justice for all. And yet, we have laws that restrict us. We can't just take what doesn't belong to us, for example. I guess that's the justice part of the pledge. So, somewhere in between liberty and justice must be freedom. Should pets enjoy the same freedoms we humans value so highly? We have a fence around our backyard. I know folks who think it's not right to put a dog in a fenced yard, to confine it so that it can't run all over the neighborhood as it would like to do. After all, they say, it's a dog's nature to run free. But when I had a dog, I'm pretty sure my neighbors appreciated the fact that she was not running loose in their yards. And there's a city ordinance that says I must keep my dog confined or on a leash at all times. So it sounds like my dog didn't have much freedom. And yet, we live on a busy street, so the fence around our yard also protected her from being injured or killed by passing cars, from coming in contact with stray animals who may be carrying disease, from dogs larger than she was who might do her harm. In that sense, there was freedom inside the fence so that she could be herself and play and enjoy being outdoors without the threats that pose a danger to her from outside. Poet Robert Frost said, "Good fences make good neighbors. They also make healthy pets." I'm Mindy Norton, hoping this Independence Day weekend finds you celebrating life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness safely inside the fence when you're speaking of pets.